Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I love them folks. I used to date a retarded gal for a while. I loved her today. We ended up breaking up. We didn't agree on nothing. It's unbelievable. I'd say tomato. She'd say bowling shoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I like them nice, fancy steakhouses is what I like. I went to a real nice one the other day, and the waitress goes, all our meat is hand-rubbed. I'm like, what a coincidence.
Well, what not? What not?
Just a bunch of white trash.
What not?
Just a bunch of white trash.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Right, okay, well, get her done.
Eat her done, boogity, boogity, boogity.
I like him. I like Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, there, I've said it.
It's on record. Print it. Take it upstairs.
There, I have said it. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Maybe this week, not to get terribly inside, but I've not even mentioned this to you, Mike. I am thinking that this week, perhaps, unless everything gets done by the end of the week, I may actually fire my agent on the air.
That'll be good radio.
Well, isn't that exciting?
Of course he would still, I'm sure, represent you and Buzz to the...
Yeah, we would hope so.
Without
to the
bitterness.
To the best of his ability.
Uh-huh. Right.
But anyway, it'd be a nice little behind-the-scenes look at how things work.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
How things really work.
It. You got to be careful with those things. You know, you never know. You know.
Why? What do you mean?
Firing people on the air. You never know.
I think it would be
firing
nice.
A lawyer on the air.
I think it would be nice for our listener to hear.
Oh, I think it'd be wonderful, yeah. I'm not talking about for our listeners.
I'll be listening.
Or the show. I'm just talking for you. You know, I just let's be careful out there.
Why?
You know. What?
If I don't feel that our agent is representing my best interests,
right.
He works for me and he works for you.
Yes.
And we know what's gonna happen.
Oh, I'm not talking about believe me, I do know the details with that. I'm just saying on the air. That was my comment was firing an agent on the air. You know, hey, do we have your permission to fire you on the air? That's just an interesting thing.
I'll get his permission to put his voice on the air.
Sure.
But I don't have to ask his permission to fire him, though.
You know what? I'm not a lawyer. I don't know anything about this.
He works for us. I mean, or in this case.
Works for me now.
Yeah.
You're not. You haven't done it yet, right? You're thinking about doing it. So maybe I'll be able to say that after the fact. He works for me.
See, here's the deal. I threatened him on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I threatened him a week. I threatened him a week ago on Friday saying if you dicks didn't have this stuff done, I can do a better job myself. Mm-hmm. I can sit down with these CBS lizards and figure out a release for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Right. I know you're frustrated.
Anyway, and I thought it might be fun. It might be fun.
All those years of frustration.
Yeah.
All those telephone calls.
All those years of, hey guys.
All
guys,
those, stay cool.
Stay cool, guys.
How about that? The ultimate not staying cool.
All those years when you and I were just a pubic hair away from being fired, and we would call, and where was our agent? He was on vacation at the pyramids. Mm-hmm. I am not kidding.
I remember that.
The biggest contract negotiation of our lives, and he was in Egypt.
Wearing his black socks and sandals.
What do you mean? You know, it's one thing if somebody goes to, say, Six Flags.
Right.
Or maybe even, hey, let's go hog wild. Somebody goes out to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
You know? He's in Egypt.
That's right.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
And during that period of time, in those days, not all that easy to reach Egypt.
Anyway, just kind of a, I thought I'd just throw it out there. I'm just in an Entourage type of mood.
Uh-huh.
I really shouldn't watch the TiVo of Entourage right before I come to work.
Probably not.
Because it gets you all thinking like that
fired
guy.
Up, yeah.
Don't you think that our guy should be a little more like Ari?
Yeah.
Just a little bit more like Ari.
Amen. You think?
I would even take our guy being a little bit like E.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're not like that.
No. Why not?
I don't know. They don't seem to be.
Don't get that.
Well, first off, they're not as cool as Ari.
We don't even know what they look like anymore. It's been too many years. We never see them. They're in Chicago. We're here.
Probably for the
best. I guarantee our agents, and there's like four or five of them that work in the office, they could walk into the studio right now, and we would not know who is who, right?
When is the last time you and I were face-to-face with our current guy? I mean, it has to be over 15 years ago.
Wow. It might be when we took Frank to that baseball game.
It was somewhere else. It was not.
Oh, no, you're right. It wasn't even in Chicago. It was
somewhere either on the road or we were at a function.
Oh, right, Rob. It was Hanukkah, 1987.
Hanukkah.
That was great.
That's where we
Happy
saw him.
Happy Hanukkah.
Anyway, sorry to slow you down with that.
Oh, well, that's a shocker.
It's just a...
On the air. I can't wait for that. That's going to be exciting.
Well, listen, like everything in radio, when it boils down with me, it would give me satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, is there anything else that matters?
It's priceless.
Nope.
You can't
right.
put a price on
Absolutely.
Satisfaction.
Nope. Why do something behind the scenes... Mm-hmm. Well, you can do it on the air.
Right.
Just turn it into a part of the show.
And you've done that in years past with different things that you didn't want to deal with off the air. Mm-hmm. You dealt with it on the air so you could be a little bit more
right.
forthright.
Get the job done. You know, mm-hmm. at this point, I almost feel like one of those athletes who I always ridicule as being stupid when they say, I'm going to go do my negotiating myself mm-hmm. because, you know, my agent is doing a crappy job for me.
Right.
It's kind of how I feel.
You get that.
What day are we talking about here? Do you want to just
for what? For firing them?
Yeah, I just want to know how many meds to take to work.
Well, really, it should have been today. Really, it should be now.
I don't have any meds today.
If it was any type of a man, it should be now.
Right.
Because they left me a very weaselly, weak voicemail on Friday. It was like, hi, Don. And, of course, they called during the show.
Of course.
So they got a pretty good chance he was going to get a voicemail. Hi, Don. Well, Linda's out of town, and well, we're going to try to talk to her soon. Don't call us. Don't need to call us. Don't call us.
Please don't.
We'll call you back. Okay, don't call us. Bye.
There's one guy we like there, the guy that's in the background all the time.
Uh-huh. Joe the henchman?
Joe the henchman has been there. He is always in the office.
He's a swell guy.
No matter what. I don't believe he takes vacations.
He's a leg breaker. He would be the leg breaker, right?
Yeah.
He'd be the muscle.
Here we go. Hi. Hi, guys.
Did you ever think
How are you?
Did you ever think that this guy who we imagined as being the muscle in that office, what if we ever saw him and he was like
He looks like Mr. Burns, probably.
Frail old man.
He probably is just, you know.
What glorious goo.
Not frail.
I mean, you know, I'm just thinking on pure time passing as far as not seeing those guys.
Uh-huh.
It's a life-changing, certainly a physical life-changing period of time.
Yes.
Everyone ages, so you have to, you know, take into account. When we met our guy, he was the son of our previous guy, mm-hmm. and he was rather young and, you know, did not an unattractive guy.
No.
But in a young way. Now he's probably lost all of his hair. You know?
I picture him kind of looking like his dad now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And his dad kind of looks like, who's Bart Simpson's friend?
Milhouse.
He looks like Milhouse's dad.
I think Milhouse would be a perfect example of what he looks like as slowly as the weight has stayed the same. He's not gotten fat. I don't believe he's gotten fat because his dad didn't have the fat gene. But all of his features have grown. Ears, nose, mouth.
I believe the older Mr. Ephraim, your original agent, was in town in about 94 or 5 because I had to take him to an airport.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, that's right. You did. And
that was great.
Is that where we had lunch at Artie's?
Yeah, and then we made Rob take him to the airport.
He liked my car. It was when I was in the old police car.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it.
Anyway, those guys are just a pain in the ass. So what else is new? What else is new?
Exactly.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I think they move at a beautiful pace. I think everything's getting getting done very, very well.
And efficiently.
Well, this is almost like Mike's wife buying the house now, where we got two guys who would really like to say something,
speaking
but
in code
no
again.
One's going to say anything.
We're having a great time.
Are you going
time.
To that? Now, see, here's Mike's go-to to change the topic.
Security blanket.
He has told me for like the last hour that he got a magazine subscription.
Uh-huh. I didn't get just a magazine subscription. I got, I get a lot of, I've looked at a lot of magazines. I love magazines. I buy them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, this has Rating the Grocery Stores, Our Greatest Athletes, Eat and Drink, Restaurant Reviews. I mean, that's everything you want. I mean, all the stuff, a medical guide, get healthy, stay healthy, and hit the clubs up at the top.
Yeah.
Do you want me to see if you can get a subscription to it, too?
What is it? I still don't know what it is.
Oh, no!
Sacramento Magazine.
Fixie! I am so happy. I am so excited
sure.
with this.
Why not?
Sacramento Magazine.
Is it like 100 blank pages?
No, it's loaded with stuff.
There's coloring it's and got, puzzles.
Look at this, comparing prices. Baby shampoo, ground beef, toasted oat cereal. It's got a price comparison in there.
Well, you're going to want to know that for when you move there.
This is so cool. I mean, it's got everything. A new way to remove tonsils. I mean, this is Sacramento Magazine. I could not. I've never gotten anything that I was this excited.
That would like be the equivalent of New York Magazine or Chicagoland or Washington. Los Angeles Magazine.
Oh, better, but much it's much better.
Sacramento.
It's Sacramento, you know, and it's like perfectly cooked fish.
Yeah,
it's
bet.
Got something from the Buckhorn Grill. It's well, got a French chef in there.
Let me
and
just
you know,
say,
hey, you know,
you're
what?
Welcome, Mike. You're welcome.
I have no idea. Thank welcome. You. Have Here, fun. I was going to turn around and give you the gift. You save 74% if you buy it, you know, out of the magazine.
Sure.
Isn't that one of those things that came anonymously where one of our douchebag listeners signed us up again for something?
Exactly. Exactly. But they've got here. I know you've always talked about living out there eventually, you know, having a summer home out there.
Oh, sure. I like Sacramento. I truly do.
They've got some real estate in here.
Homes,
this is very expensive.
I remember the good old days when people would sign us up for stuff like the Dale Earnhardt Jr. plates or Dale Senior plates, and we would get this incredible stuff from the Franklin Mint, and we would call up and say, "Hi, listen, we're DJs. We didn't sign up for this stuff," and they'd say, "Send it back."
Yeah,
and we would never send it back, which is why we have that incredible collection of plates.
Oh, I hope that's not a trick to make me pay for it, because it's a wonderful glossy. It really is. It's got everything you would need in it. All, especially the ads. I like the ads almost as much as the articles.
Well, sure.
It tells you where you can buy different things. And all the different restaurants. It's
happening,
really lovely.
Happening place.
Sacramento. This is the July issue of Sacramento. So that means it's a monthly. Oh, wow. Boy, look at how thick it is, too. I'll be very excited to read all the articles about Sacramento. I think it really is. It's a wonderful wonderful publication. What's that?
Mike, you dropped your
magazine. Oh, I dropped it. Oh, how did it end up there?
In the trash.
I have no idea.
I'll have to get that.
I have no idea. Really looking forward to reading about Sacktown.
Okay, so that's a real magazine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you really got signed up for it.
Right.
One of the magazines, this is an awful segue, but there's no way to do it. Another one of the magazines that we get subscribed to by our listeners, is it Out Magazine? Is that the big queer magazine?
I think that is, that we've gotten that for years.
That's one that someone signed us up for, like, as a goof.
Yep.
But we renew the subscription.
Thank you.
Because we love the articles.
Right.
Like, in the brand new edition of Out Magazine,
yes.
They have the hot 100 gay men.
Oh.
Really?
The top 100 gay studs.
And only one copy.
Now, these are not gay men. These are men that the readers of Out Magazine wish would be gay or in some circumstances have been rumored to be gay.
So, but definitely not out of the closet. These are just famous people that gay men want to be with.
Yeah, there are some who I've never heard of, like John Barrowman. He was in a British science fiction show. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. We all know the Jackman.
Jackman.
Wolverine.
Hugh.
Ty Diggs is on the list.
Sure. Hello, gorgeous.
Daniel Craig, who is the new James Bond.
Have you seen that picture where he's coming out of the surf with just his skimpy bathing suit?
Seen it.
That's fantastic.
Here's a weird one. Scott Baio.
That is odd.
He's got that new TV show where he's trying to find a wife.
I logged a couple of minutes with, and I even know the title of it, Scott Baio is 40 and still single.
Yes.
My God, it's beyond creepy. It's like the Danny Bonaduce show, except he's not wasted all the time.
That's a great word to describe it, too. Creepy. It's creepy because it is. Isn't it him trying to be... hook up with chicks to date and decide whether he's going to have a life with them?
Yeah, so he's sitting on a couch and he's being interviewed by some chick and she says, "How old are you?" He says, and he's laying back in a slicky boy, his big beanbag chair. "I'm 45. So what are you looking for?" "She's got to be in her 30s. And then it's like, "What else?" "Well, she's got to be pretty and smart." And then they say, "What about the body?" And he goes, "Yeah, big boobs. I like to touch them and feel them." Really, the Scott Baio show.
So watching it, does it make sense that he hasn't?
Yes,
he hasn't been married.
I think
in his 45 years.
I think the show should be Scott Baio gets an AIDS test every week.
He has banged everybody. He really has. Starting, no one has a high opinion.
He's
of
got
him.
An amazing resume of conquest.
Isn't the gimmick is he has to go to all the women that he's broken up with and talk to them?
Yes. It's that, actually, that's the plot of an old movie. Huh. What is the movie where the guy goes back?
It's Bill Murray, right?
No, is it Groundhog Day? No, what's the one where he goes back and he apologizes to all the chicks that he was ever a dick to?
Is it a Tom Selleck movie?
Come on. No. Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck.
No, it might be. Is it Burt Reynolds?
No.
The Man Who Loved Women?
No, it's a more modern movie. With a guy whose life is so screwed up, he wants to find out about, is it the Jack Nicholson movie? Hold on, it's not as good as it gets.
No.
Is it the one, it's the one where he's the old guy with Diane Keaton. And remember when things fall apart with Diane Keaton, he actually goes through his little black book and he goes back to all of the women that he screwed over and he says, what did I do wrong? And it pretty much is just a sequence of doors being...
Because he's dating Diane Keaton's daughter at the beginning of the movie.
Doors being slammed in his face. Actually, I think this after he's broken up with Diane Keaton's daughter.
Right.
Has banged Diane Keaton and then found out that he wants a younger chick.
I had trouble with that movie because Keanu Reeves plays a doctor.
But I bet he's on the list.
I had a lot of trouble with that, you know.
But isn't there a Bill Murray movie where it's similar where he has to go to his ex-lovers?
Caddyshack.
That's the one.
Right.
No, the Bill Murray movie is Groundhog Day.
And Stripes.
The one with the... what's the one with the elephant?
Oh.
Is it Bigger Than Life?
A Night in Tibet.
Bigger Than Life. Is exactly.
Bigger, that's what I said. Bigger Than Life.
Anyway, what, Rob?
No, I'm trying to think of the name of that Bill
Murray. Rob is standing at the microphone
thinking. Look at your book, then.
I'm going to.
Get your book.
IMDb.
He's on it.
I am. You know what? And Rob thinks that stands for I Am Da Best.
What does it stand for, Mike?
I am Dumb Boy.
Da Bomb.
Da Bomb.
Oh, I'm sure someone on the phone knows. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the movie's Dog with Dennis Leary.
Dog?
I don't think so.
Yeah, with Dennis Leary.
That's why I've never heard of it. I've never heard of that movie.
Okay. I don't think so. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, is the movie you're thinking of High Fidelity with John Cusack? Because that's got him going back to all the women finding out what he did wrong.
You know, that might be. I do love High Fidelity.
Popular thing. You know, and now we've got Dennis Leary, Jack Nicholson, and all the other movies, like, squishing around in my brain. And I'm getting
all
totally
I remember
confused.
About High Fidelity is, Cosby Sweater. And when Jack Black says, that is my special Monday mixtape.
He's got the cassette that he has at the record store where Cusack works.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What can we do for you?
Great. I was just calling to say you guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Doing good. Thanks.
Okay. Bye!
Thanks very much.
Have a lovely, lovely Monday.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, we're good getting love from our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We're very good at that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We accept it with warmth.
We barely accept it.
Humility and gratitude.
Right, that last example was an example of barely accepting it. That's just like coming up there and feeding like a hungry lion just a piece of meat, and he goes to lick your hand, but he doesn't. He might lick your hand, and he might take your head off.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
I think the movie you're talking about, it was with Ellen Barkin, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he had to...
All right, I think anybody that's calling in to help cannot add another actress and another movie title without at least helping with a title.
Skillet Face.
Because right now, I'm thinking of the Dennis Leary movie where Ari is in that movie, where Jeremy Piven's in that movie, and they're in the RV being chased by Dennis Leary and Dennis Leary's gang after they get completely lost in the middle of a terrible neighborhood. And I don't know the title of that movie either.
And what is the name of the Dennis Leary movie with... Is it with Kevin Pollak? where he goes to rob them? The name of that one is The Ref.
The Ref. Wonderful movie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. The Bill Murray movie is Broken Flowers.
Broken Flowers.
Broken Flowers, Mrs. Craig.
Hello. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, and Jake Gyllenhaal is your number one. They want the Out magazine. He's the gayest of the gay. They want him.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been one of those two lads from Brokeback Mountain.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Something's got to give.
That's right. He was one of those guys. Yeah. He was in Brokeback Mountain.
Yes, he was. Something's Got to Give is the Jack Nicholson movie you were looking for.
Right, with Diane Keaton.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, because
I didn't call and tell you.
No.
You were giving me a look, yes?
No. What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
You said something before that you said that he had just said.
Oh.
said he thought that it would be one of the Brokeback Mountain boys, and I said Jake Gyllenhaal is in Brokeback Mountain.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that the guy? Who's the other guy that's in Brokeback Mountain?
Faggot.
Heath Ledger.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Is it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. I didn't know that was the actor's name.
Yeah.
And Heath Ledger's going to be the new Joker.
Is he really?
Yeah, in the new Batman movie.
That'll cinch it with the gay community.
Tight. Hi there, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your movie, Something's Gotta Give.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, okay.
That's the movie you were looking for.
Hi!
Thank you, Mike.
Jake Gyllenhaal in Something's Gotta Give.
That's right.
With Dennis Leary.
As the doctor.
Ellen Barkin.
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No reason, just stand by.